Sheyamru Dov Shmua Mipi Berlam Azeh. The Halavai people on this world should still say things over in my name. The Yomru Rabbi Yechle Mishum Rabbi Shum Ben Yechoi called Talmud Chochom Shoyimrim Dov Shmua Mipi Berlam Azeh Shev Soysov Dov Vais Bekever. That any time in this world Tamidim say over Alocha from the Rebbe, and they say the Rebbe's name, as considered mamish like the Rebbe is talking, and the Rebbe in his grave, his lips are moving. It's mamish like the Rebbe is still alive, saying over the Locha. So that's why Rabbi Yechon was makbid medavka, that you say it over in his name. That even after he dies, they'll still say it over in his name, and it's like he's still living. Remember Rabbi Yitzchak Reb Zeru, B'temesh Shimon Nizira, Micro, where's the postfix? It says, V'chichech kiyayin atoy. Like a cluster, a hot cluster full of grapes. Ma just like a cluster full of grapes. As soon as you touch one of them, you'll start moving. As long as somebody says over Locha from their name in this world, it's like their lips are moving even when they're in the kever, even in the grave. It's still considered like they're alive. Therefore, it's kedai that they should stay over the locha in your name, Taka. Right, it then says, Echad ben Teshonim, that what, whether you're 9 years old or whether you're 20 years old, it's the same thing. If you don't have two Cyrus, you're still a cotton. Reminu Avakasha says, Ben Esrim Shonosh Lehevi Shtei Cyrus, Yeviyarai Yeshu Ben Esrim Vuasaurus. If you're 20 years old, you don't have two hairs. If you could prove it that you're 20, you're called a Soros, like a person that will never have hair, and you're called a God right now. You can't make litz, you can't make yibim. You're not about yibim. So, Zmashma, Vaseskrim Shonish Levish Tesaris, Yovi Raishi Ben Eskrim, the idleness, same thing by lady. If she's 20 years old and doesn't have two Cyrus, if she proves that she's 20 years old, we consider her an idleness. And in other words, she can't have children. Loichos Lemis Yabemis, and there's no mitzvah yibim. But I call upon them, we consider them a godel. So you see, if we know you're 20 years old and you don't have Cyrus, you are called a godel. And now Mishnah says, no, our Mishnah says, even though you're 20 years old, without two Cyrus, you're still called a cotton. So it's a stira. So more interesting, more we learned on this. Omer Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak. Omer Rav. Vul shenol deloy simoni Cyrus. It depends. That if the person is 20 years old, and he has certain simonim that he's sterile, then he's called the golden right away. We had the Gemara before. His voice could be low like an isha, or his skin is very smooth like an isha. If he has these simonim, so then when he becomes 20 years old, he has a din golden on him. Mashenkin, if he's 20 years old and doesn't have any simonim, just that he doesn't have two Cyrus, he's still called the cotton. Because maybe he'll grow two Cyrus later. And now my Robert, they can now bring the proofs like this. It's only we learned. Vu asaurus. He's called a Soros. Shema Mina. That means what? That we have proof he's a Soros. So Morris says now, like in our Mishnah, V'chilonodo loy simoni Soros akama. If a kid is 20 years old and he doesn't have any other simonim, his voice is normal like a man, and his skin is rough like a man, but he just doesn't have two Soros. Until how long do we still consider a cotton? Until how long do we make up our mind to say, that's the way he's going to be without Soros, and he's called a Godel? So Tana Dvei Abichiyah Ad Reif Shinoisef. Until he becomes 35 years old. That's called most of his life. Like 70 years, so we say half of that is 35. Kiyos l'kayim of the Rava. When it came to Rav, he said this, the kochesh, if the guy was weak, omalu zilu avrayu, make yourself a little bit fat. V'ibor, if the guy was too fat, omalem zilu kachusha, go on a diet, come a little bit weak. Ta'ani simonim, zimna denasri, machmas kichishusa, v'zimna denasri, machmas brusa. In other words, sometimes your hair like falls off, because you're too fat or too skinny. So now the boy that was 20 years old and came to him, used to tell him, change a little bit. Maybe that will cause you to have Cyrus. I call upon him, that's the halacha. That if you have Simoni Cyrus and you're 20, you're called a godel. But if you don't have Simoni Cyrus and you're 20 years old without two Cyrus, you're still called a cotton. Until you come to 35 years old. Then automatically you always become a godel. And we had before, you become a godel of Afreya. You're a godel now at the time when you were 13 years old. Because now we see you're such a person that will never have two hairs. So Mela, you're a Soros, you're sterile, and you're called a Godel when you were 13. Hadin Alecho Isha Rabba.
You hold in Daf Tzadik Zayin.
Yeah, new Mishnah, new Perek.
Mishnah says, Noisin al Hanusa. You're allowed to get married to the Kroivim of an Anusa. That means if you were Manas Tadishi, you went and lived with a lady, you didn't marry her. You were just Manas her. V'yala Mafuta. Rosh Yistam talked the lady into living with you. Now you're allowed to marry her sister. You're allowed to marry her daughter. In other words, since you didn't marry her, you just had beer with her, you're not also to her Kroivim. You're allowed to marry her Kroivis. What about the opposite way? Ho'oines v'yamafate al Hanusa Chayiv. Let's say you're an anusa, means you married your wife. Now, her kroivus, you're not allowed to marry her sister, you're not allowed to marry her mother. So the istatur is not only to marry and live with them, but just an honest, just to have beer with them, to force them, to manas them, or to talk them into having beer, to live together, that alone yechayiv, that's called the chayiv krisa, that's called arroyus, just living with your wife's sister. But the Mishnah says now, Noisei Odom Anusas Oviv Mufutas Oviv. Let's say your father was Manas Anisha. Your father did not marry her. Your father just lived with a lady. She's not your mother. Just your father lived with a lady. The law is you're allowed to marry her now. Noisei Odom, a person's allowed to marry Anusas Oviv, the lady that his father lived with. Mufutas Oviv. Anusas Benoi, Mufutas Benoi. If your son lived with a lady, the father's allowed to marry her. It's just the father can't marry the wife of his son. But if his son did marry you, just live with the lady, the father's allowed to marry her. Reb Yehuda oiser v'anusas oviv mufutas oviv. Reb Yehuda says no, that a lady that your father lived with, even though your father didn't marry her, the son now is not allowed to marry her. Since your father lived with that lady, you're not allowed to marry her. That's Rabbi Yudishita. That Oisa Bianusas Oviv Umufutas Oviv. A lady that your father lived with either by force or talked her into it, his son is not allowed to live with her, not allowed to marry her. Mora says now, Tanina Lohad Tzon Rabbonin. We learned, like it says in the Braisa, Onus Isha, if you live with an Isha, you force an Isha, Yamanasa, Muta Lisa Bita. You're allowed to marry her daughter, like it says in our Mishnah. Since you didn't marry her, you only live with her, you're not also to Kroivos. Nosa Isha, let's say though you marry the lady, then also Lisa Bita. You're not allowed to marry her daughter. Reminu Avakasha on this. Hanita and Mini Isha. Hanita we had before means people talk and say that this man lived with an Isha. This man lived with this lady. Halacha is also Bima. You're not allowed to marry now her mother. Even though you didn't marry her, you just had to be with her, still you see you're not allowed to marry her mother. Ubebita, ubachoisa. So you see you are also with the kroivos of your anusa. So Gemara says that's only midirabonin. Midiraisa, like the Mishnah says, you're muta to marry now. If you live with a lady, you're allowed to marry her mother. Just midirabonin, though you're not allowed to. The Rashi says, it's gzeira, shemalacha, sheisha's bita. We're afraid that if you first live with a lady, now if you marry her daughter, we're afraid that lady, later, you're going to go and have nus again with the mother. Because since she has nus with her once, we're afraid you're going to do it again. And if you marry her daughter, then it's going to be an issa royis, to be an issa diraisa. So that's why midrabbanan, if you had nus with the mother, you're not supposed to marry the daughter. That's what we're saying, midrabbanan, you're not allowed to marry the daughter. So Mora says now, V'chol heicha diki surah medrabonin, tani noisen lechatchila, like it's a kasha in our Mishnah. How does our Mishnah start off to say, noisen alhu anusa, mashma that lechatchila, you're allowed to get married. That if you live with a lady, mashma, the Mishnah says, you're allowed to marry her sister. You're allowed to marry her daughter. So how could you tell me it's osim medrabonin, then the Mishnah shouldn't say a loshen of noisen, that it's mutter, it's not mutter. If midrabbanan is not allowed to, how could the Mishnah say noisin? So Gemara says, Kitanan masnisin, when do we learn our Mishnah that says the lashon of noisin, that if you live with a lady, you're allowed to marry her daughter? Liyacha misa. It means when the lady that you live with died, you live with the mother. Now she dies. So now even midrabbanan, you're allowed to marry the daughter. Because no reason why the Rabbanim made Gzeira not to marry a daughter is because we're afraid, later you're going to want to live again with the mother. And then there'll be an Issa D'Raisa. So now that the mother died, we're not afraid. So therefore, you're allowed to marry the daughter. So that's what our Mishnah is talking about. Our Mishnah says that if you're ma'anis an isha, and then she dies, you're allowed to lechatchila go and marry her daughter. Whereas the opposite, if you would have married the lady, and she had a daughter from a different man, you're not allowed to marry that daughter. Even after your wife dies, you're not allowed to marry the daughter. But over here, where you didn't marry your yoni, was an anusa, you're allowed to marry the daughter. So the Marmi Nan Emili, how do we know this? You saw it. The Torah Rabbanim was heard like this. Be'kula ne'mashchiva. By all the Aroyis and Achrimais and Kedoshim, it just says Lashon of Shchiva. You're not allowed to live with them. They can, over here, by an Isho Bita ne'makicha. Says Lashon of, you can't marry them. Le'imalof to teach us. Derech le'kuchin osra Torah. That when, if you marry a lady, you're not allowed to marry the daughter. Only if you married her. But if you stam live with the lady, then you are allowed to marry the daughter. Here the Torah says, Lekuchin. Like Rashi says, Nemrel Kicha. It says, Ish ki yikach es isha v'yesima. A person's not allowed to marry a lady and a mother. V'yisha l'achoysa l'esikach. Or you're not allowed to marry two sisters. So here it says, Lashon of Kicha. Mashmoni, if you marry your wife, now you're not allowed to live with a sister. But if you only had the bia with one sister, you stam live with a sister, you didn't marry her, then the law is you are allowed to marry the other sister. Here the Torah says kicha. So where it says omale, Rav Papa Labaya, Rav Papa said back to Abaya, Ela meyativ, so, gabi achoysoi, that's what the Torah says by your sister. The Siv, it says, Isha shayika chesa choysoi. If a person marries his sister, bas oviv oi bas imoi, whether it's only a sister from the same father, from the same mother, is hochinami here also you want to tell me, derech kichu di osor, derech shchiva shari, that it's only osor to marry your sister, but just to live with your sister, it's mutter? Like, we know not like that. We know you're not allowed to live with your sister even. Either Torah says, Lashon of kicha. So Omele, he says back like this, Lekuchin ksiva v'terestam. The Torah Taka says Lashon Lekuchin stam. So he said like this, Haroya lekicha kicha. If she's an isha that you could marry, so he say, when did the Torah ask her to live with her sister? Only if you married your wife. But Haroya leshchiva shchiva. But your own sister, lemais, you can't marry your own sister. Kedushin is not chal. She's an heir automatically. So you can't say the Torah means to say that you're not allowed to marry your sister and live with her. But if you don't marry her, she's mutter. Because you can't marry her anyway. Kedushin is not chal on your sister. So Becher, when the Torah says a lashon of the kuchen by your sister, what does it mean? It means, stan, you're not allowed to live with your sister. But not that it has to be through Kedushin. Because Kedushin is not chal on your sister. So, kicha roi l'shchiva shchiva. Rava says like this. Onas isha, if you live with a lady, muta lisa bita. You're allowed to now go and marry her daughter. Mehocha, how do we know it from here? Ksiv, one pasuk says, Ervas bas bincha. You're not allowed to live with the daughter of your son. Oy bas bitcha, the daughter of your daughter. Loisagala, a father of a kid that can't live with his granddaughter. Ho bas bino dido, o bas bita dido, golly. Mashma though, your daughter's granddaughter is mutta to you. If your daughter has a daughter that has a daughter, she is mutta to you. That's what's mashma. It's only your daughter's daughter you can't live with. But mashma, your daughter's granddaughter is mutta to you. Who'll save another pasuk says not like that. Another pasuk says, Ervas isha ubita loisagala. You're not allowed to marry first the lady and then marry her daughter. As bas penov, yes bas pita. Mashma, even your daughter's daughter, you can't marry. Loisikach also says. It's quite a steer in the psukim. Okay, so how does it come out? Kan be oinsin, kan be nesuyin. That's the pshat. If you're only ma'anis, you live with the mother, then you are allowed to marry the daughter. But when you marry your mother, then you're not allowed to live with the daughter. So that's the right to our Mishnah. That if you only live with a lady, then you are allowed to marry her daughter. Samura says, maybe epachano, let's change it around. Samura says, aroyas sher ksivu. By aroyas, it says lashon of sher. Binisuyin, ika sher. Sher means like a korov, like she's your wife. She's a relative of yours. So when you marry her, that's called a sher. The ainsin leka sher. But by Einsin, if you stand forced a lady, there's not share, you're not a relative to her. So that's what the Torah says, you can't marry a lady and a daughter, it says Lashon share. So Mashmoni, if you marry the lady, then you're not allowed to marry her daughter. You can't live with her daughter. But if you only live with the lady, you didn't marry her, then Midiraisa, you are allowed to marry her daughter. That's the end of the Mishnah, Noisin Alhu Anusa. If you were just Am Anis and Isha, you are allowed to marry her daughter. Right. Rav Yehuda Oisa V'Anusa Soviv. Rav Yehuda says, if your father Stam lived, had Znus with a lady, now the son is not allowed to marry her. Omarav Gidul Omarav. My time with Rav Yehuda, what's Rav Yehuda's time? Like it's not his mother, it's not his father's wife, so why can't the son live with her? The Sefer the Pasuk says, Lo yikach ish es eshes oviv. A person, a son, is not allowed to marry his father's wife. So pshit, it means that even though it's not his mother, and even though later his father gives her a get or his father dies, still you're not allowed to marry your father's wife. And the Pasuk says, Lo yigala knaf oviv. You're not allowed to live with the knaf oviv, like the thigh of your father. What does that mean? That means knaf shiro oviv. That means an isha that saw your father. In other words, any Isha that your father lived with, the son is not allowed to marry you. That's the Pasuk. La yigala kenaf oviv means any Isha that happened to live with your father, the son now can't marry you. For the Gemara, mimayda banusa ksiv, how do we know we're talking about banusa that your father's stam lived with the lady without marrying her? The ksiv miloy dekro, because the Pasuk before talks about v'no sano ish. The Pasuk is talking about an anusa, that if a man goes and forces a nara, a little girl, 12-year-old girl, and lives with her, that the man now has to pay her father $50. So you see the Pasuk before is talking about an anusa. It's talking about where a man forces a lady, a girl, to live with. See also, when the Pasuk says, lo yigala kenaf oviv, it means that a son is not allowed to marry a lady that lives with his father. More of Rabbonin. What do the Rabbonin do? The Rabbonin and Al-Mishnah say, no, the son is allowed to marry that lady that his father lived with. Every son of Chleif would be mamish right next to one another. Kidakarmit, it's like you're saying. Now that it does not say the Pasha of Onus right next to the Pasuk of Lo Yigala Kenaf Oviv, so there's a break in between. So mi border like the Rabbonin. We need the Pasuk of Lo Yigala Kenaf Oviv like Rabbonin Darshins. The Omar Rav Onan, Rav Onan says like this, Omar Shmuel, B'shemeris Yovim Shalov of Akosam Adavar. The Pasuk is talking about where your father's brother died without children. So now his wife is a Shemeris Yovim to your father. Your father is the brother-in-law. Your father has a mitzvah to be miyavim her. In such a case, the son now is not allowed to marry her. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. Oh my knaf oviv, what does it mean like the thigh of your father? That means knaf harayuli oviv. That means a lady that, not that your father really lived with her yet, just that she is fit for your father. Or shemeris yovim, your father is supposed to live with her, supposed to marry her. Lo yigala, the Pasuk is saying now, upon the son, you have a lav not to marry, not to live with her. For at the Gemara, what do I need a new Pasuk for? For typically, mishum de doidosai. Lamaisa, she's your aunt. What is she? This lady is your father's brother's wife. She's your aunt. Anyway, you're not allowed to marry your aunt. So you don't need a new posik. And the Gemara laver all over b'shnei lavin. Yes, it comes to teach us you have two lavin here. There's one lav because she's your aunt, and there's another lav because she's your father's shemeres yovim. For the Gemara above a typically mishum yavam l'shuk. L'maisa, she is the yavam l'shuk. Your father's still alive. Your uncle died. So his wife now is a shemeres yovim to your father. So anyway, you can't marry her. She's a Yavam L'shuk. So Gemara says, Lavra Lev Ishloi Shalavin, Enechnami. We want to say now, if the son does it, the son is over three lavs. One is that she's a Shemeris Yavam L'shuk. Secondly, that she's a Daidosa, she's your aunt. And third, she's Layigala Knaf Oviv. The boy is saying, another Teret says, Liachamisa. Even after your father died, and now he was the only brother alive, so she's not a Shemeris Yavam anymore. Still she's Yerasa. Why? Because since she was once a Shemeris Yavim to your father, she's also to the son, Loilam.
Now the Gemara says, little Misholem here, little like, we're talking about now in Anusa, you can force a lady. The Gemara talks about little Misholem here, how it could be like riddles. The Gemara says now some riddles. We're going to go through it pretty fast, because you can spend a few days on these riddles here. Now the few riddles, how you could have riddles there, you could have kids through the parents' have znus. The Gemara says like this.